Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The 2016 World Chess Championship is coming down to its final game on Wednesday between number one defending champion Magnus Carlsen of Norway and Sergei Kryokin of Russia. There have been 12 matches so far, neck and neck, most of them ending in draws. Now, these two players are both in their mid-20s. They're the youngest to meet for the World Championship, and this could be a sign of a new age in chess on the world stage. To help us make sense of all of this, chess grandmaster and author Maurice Ashley joins us. Maurice, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. So help us out. Describe these two players a bit. What are they about in the arena? Magnus Carlsen is the world number one. He's the favorite, of course. Sergei Kryokin of Russia is the challenger upstart, but what do they bring here?
Well, Magnus, he's been the world champion already for going on 5 years. He's the pretty boy. He's a G-star, raw model. Everybody loves him, and everybody expected him to win this championship quite easily. Sergei Kryokin, on the other hand, he's the youngest grandmaster of all time. Magnus and he were grandmasters in their teenage years, but Sergei one-upped him by becoming a grandmaster at age 12. He's been in Magnus's shadow for a long time, but this has been his coming out party. And as a tremendous defender, he's proven that he's nobody easy to beat.
So both of these players are young. They came up, though, in the age of high-powered AI and computer chess. That means something important in the chess world.
Absolutely. Chess nowadays with AI, the computers can show an idea to be good or bad instantly. So you get to play it one time, surprise opponents, and that's it. So it's an era of a lot of analysis. People are worried about their computers being hacked. There was a story about Magnus worrying that maybe the Russians would be hacking his computer to get some of the intel that he has in there that he planned to spring on Kryokin.
One thing that's interesting here also is that a lot of the spectating is done by computers and AI chess machines. You kind of follow and analyze the match. I've noticed as I've been reading up on this that a lot of the pre-analysis of the match is done by spectator machines.
Nowadays, the fans, the public, think they know more than the players. And in some cases, they actually do. When the players are in the middle of a game, you have engines running all over the world, all the top engines, and showing the analysis saying the best move is this. And everybody's waiting to see whether or not the players find that computer move. And if they don't, then all of a sudden people are railing, oh, they're not that good. But the truth is, none of us could find those moves either under the intense pressure.
So these two young, phenomenal players have had 12 matches, right? I mean, draw after draw after draw, a couple of wins in there. What's been going on the board between them, if you can describe it for us lay people? And what needs to happen for one of these guys to really come out on top here?
The reality is that Sergei has been a complete defensive machine. I mean, a steel curtain. He's put it all up and said, no, you're not going to come beat me. It looks like he's not even trying to win the games. He's just trying to prove to Magnus that he can't beat him. After 12 games, the match is tied. It now goes to the most exciting form of chess that we all love to see, and that's rapid chess. Rapid chess, the games end in less than an hour. That is 25 minutes per side instead of these six-hour drawn-out affairs. So each game is going to be four rapid games. And if it's tied after that, then it goes down to quicker time controls, down to blitz, five-minute chess. That's really fast. So this will be the first world championship ever decided at a quick time control. So the games are on Wednesday, and it's going to be a ton of fun to watch. The commentators will have trouble just keeping up with how fast the moves are coming.
This rapid blitz chess, this sounds like kind of the couple of seconds per move, the kind of clocked chess I see guys playing in the park sometimes.
Exactly. It's the most fun. But in fact, this is where the spectators really have a lot of fun. The purists don't like it because there are going to be mistakes. You can't play the perfect moves that will go down in history. But this is where most of the fun is, that the more and more rapid events we're seeing that the spectators really want. To see a world championship decided this way, most people won't be happy. But personally, I think it's a lot of fun.
After all these 12 matches and all these draws and rapid blitz chess coming up, who's going to win it?
Well, Sergei Kryokin has proven himself to be a worthy challenger, no question about it. But Magnus Carlsen, not only is he the world champion, he also happens to be the back-to-back world rapid champion. So, you know, it doesn't take a genius to say that Magnus should come out on top.
The 2016 World Chess Championships coming down to the final game, rapid-fire chess, blitz chess. is coming up in the final match tomorrow. 10 draws so far. It's down to the wire. Maurice Ashley, chess grandmaster and author. Thank you so much.
Thank you.